Do we live in a simulation? Exploring the simulation hypothesis. The question of whether we live in a simulation has intrigued philosophers, scientists, and thinkers for decades, with the debate reaching new levels of interest in recent years thanks to advancements in technology and popular culture. The simulation hypothesis posits that our perceived reality might actually be a sophisticated simulation orchestrated by a more advanced civilization. This concept has roots in philosophical inquiries dating back to Plato's allegory of the cave and has evolved with the advent of computer technology and virtual reality advancements. One of the most prominent figures in the modern discussion of the simulation hypothesis is philosopher Nick Bostrom, who in 2003 published a paper suggesting that one of three propositions must be true: humans almost certainly go extinct before developing the capability to run ancestor simulations, any such civilization is extremely unlikely to run a significant number of such simulations, or we are almost certainly living in a simulation. His argument hinges on the assumption that if future civilizations could run simulations of their ancestors, the number of such simulations would be astronomically higher than the number of original civilizations. Therefore, statistically, we would be more likely to be in a simulation than in base reality. Supporters of the simulation hypothesis often point to rapid technological advancements as evidence. They note the exponential growth in computing power and the rise of immersive virtual reality experiences as stepping stones toward creating highly realistic simulations. If humanity has reached this level of technological prowess in just a few decades, it is conceivable that far more advanced civilizations might have the capability to simulate sentient beings with a high degree of realism. Critics of this hypothesis argue that the sheer amount of computational power required to simulate a universe, including the vast number of atoms within it, is unfathomable. Furthermore, they contend that consciousness and subjective experiences might not be replicable through computation alone. This leads to philosophical questions about the nature of consciousness itself, and whether it can exist independently of a biological substrate. There are also ethical and existential implications to consider. If we are living in a simulation, it raises questions about the nature of free will and agency. Are our decisions predetermined by the parameters set by the simulators, or do we have genuine autonomies within the constraints of this artificial environment? These questions challenge fundamental beliefs about identity, meaning, and the nature of existence. Despite the speculation, there is currently no empirical evidence to support the simulation hypothesis, and it remains a largely philosophical and theoretical debate. Researchers are attempting to devise ways to test this hypothesis by looking for glitches or inconsistencies in the fabric of reality that might suggest artificial construction, but such undertakings are fraught with complexity. In conclusion, the question of whether we live in a simulation is a fascinating topic that bridges science, philosophy, and technology. While it remains speculative, the hypothesis encourages us to explore profound questions about reality, consciousness, and the future of human technological progression. Whether or not we ever find conclusive answers, the exercise of pondering these questions enhances our understanding of the universe and our place within it.